Sure, we offer explanations. That's exactly what we do. We're happy to offer you explanations. Welcome back to More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor. I'm sorry, I was just totally thrown off. Thought there for a second we were under nuclear attack. Then I figured out it's just sunshine. I didn't know what it was. I got so scared. Hold me, John. I'm scared. John said, be scared. Yeah. Suck it up, buttercup. What is that? I expected far more support than suck it up, buttercup. It says something about pull up your big girl panties. Come on. It's just, I looked out there for a moment. I actually saw sunshine and I thought that's the weirdest thing I haven't seen in a long, long time. Actually, what day was it? I think Tuesday. At our office in the Holy Lands in Bethlehem, actually between Bethlehem and Nazareth, on Hanoverville Road, we had no less than 5 torrential downpours separated by no less than 5 periods of bright sunshine. It was the most schizophrenic weather day that we have had in a very, very long time. No shock to anybody listening. 610-720-7900. If you're just joining us, you missed a good first hour for sure. But you'll be able to pick that up on Monday as we post our podcast of our show. And you'll be able to grab that that first hour. And if for some reason you need to leave us before the end of this hour, you'll be able to get this entire hour as well. John does his magic. The office does their magic. We get it posted. And hopefully that provides a service to you as well. If you'd like to join us this morning with a question about any part of your financial life, 610-720-7900. Again, 610-720-7900. gene@askmtm.com is a good email to use if you'd like to reach me in that respect. And, of course, morethanmoneyonline.com. Just a bit of housekeeping. Please circle 9/11 on your calendar as we at the More Than Money World Headquarters spend. This is the 10th year, our 10th anniversary of sponsoring the 9/11 fundraiser for the young men and women of our military who have served and suffered. And whether those wounds are visible or invisible, we want to be able to help. We're sponsoring the 9/11 remembrance, and so we'll be in the office early, and Bobby Gunther Walsh will join us with his team, and we'll raise funds for the Keystone Warrior Group. We're happy, happy to do that. If you had the chance to meet Megan during her time with us this summer as a marketing intern, this Friday was her last full day. We might see her a little bit here and there over the next week as she prepares to head back to Susquehanna, but please think good thoughts for her and her education as that progresses. The markets, very, very interesting week, culminated fortunately by a dramatically positive Friday and Thursday and Friday, more than 500 points to the good on the Dow. Very interesting, subtle, but interestingly positive comments about discussions with China about easing this trade conflict that we have. So that ended up being a good thing. I will be joined tomorrow by three very good friends, Darren, Chad, and Mark, as we trot out our highly suspect golfing skills at the Holy Family Manor tournament over at Bethlehem Golf Club. And if you're going to be there, make sure you stop by and say hi. I'll be the debonair one that looks like he knows what he's doing. Okay, that's as good as I got. I got nothing else. So please stop by and say hi. And gosh, if you haven't signed up, I don't know if it's sold out or not. I don't know. Maybe reach out to Holy Family and see if you can come and join us. That'd be great. What one comment, about and for a long time we made lots of political comments, and then I got tired of it. And as often happens with my ADD, boring. Next. This week was very, very interesting with this whole issue of security clearance revocations, John Brennan having his security clearance revoked, and the reaction on the part of folks who lean more left politically, I found fascinating. It's certainly within the purview of the president to do exactly what he did. So they can't argue he can't do that. They can't argue that that's illegal. They certainly can't argue that John Brennan's bringing anything of value to the current administration. Quite the opposite. He is a paid political commentator, and that's the most polite title I can come up with, for a network that spends 95% of their energies trying to undermine the efforts of the current administration. So they can't argue that. No one in the current administration has any interest whatsoever in what John Brennan has to say. So they also can't argue, well, you know, he kind of needs it because he's helping with the transition. No, you're not. Any more than Comey or Strzok or Lisa Page or any of those guys are. So they couldn't argue any of that. So what could they possibly come up with? He's violating his freedom of speech. What? If you don't have security clearance, you're not allowed to talk? That makes no sense whatsoever. So my commentary on this entire debacle has very little to do with the actual revocation, which I think it makes all the sense in the world. Oh my gosh. And that entire list of folks that I just mentioned, yep, they just pull them. They shouldn't have access to any information of any value whatsoever. Actually, they shouldn't have had any during the Obama administration, considering what the results were with those folks in charge. But that's not really the point. The point is, kind of like Colin Kaepernick saying, "You, none of you guys would hire me." And now it turns out that the Denver Broncos tried to, and he said, "No, thank you." This is. It's a weird world where you can say, where as long as you say something loud enough, it doesn't have to make any sense whatsoever. You took away my security clearance. You violated my right to free speech. What? Oh my goodness! Kind of any wonder that your judgment has been called into question. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Not sure male or female. My apologies. The email reads, 3 years or so ago, you mentioned on your show a guy who got sued by his mother's nursing home, and it cost him a lot of money. That is true. As the filial support law. It was about 3 years ago that I think we first started talking about that. About 3 years ago, the state of Pennsylvania, a court in the state of Pennsylvania, ruled that, yes, a son could be held responsible. It was about $92,000, as I recall. And nasty, right? This emailer goes on to say, my sister and I decided to get some nursing home insurance for our mom. Mom is now 79. Unexpectedly, in January, mom had a stroke. She's been receiving care ever since. Most of her early bills were paid by Medicare and her various gap insurances. After about 3 months, the nursing home insurance kicked in. My sister and I are so relieved we got this policy when we did. Mom's bills are running just over $7,000 a month. So far, it looks like we're covered. Thanks for helping us get protected. Well, you're very welcome, and I'm so very sorry about your mom's situation. Hopefully, this is temporary. Hopefully, with proper treatments, she will be independent again, back in her home. That's certainly what we hope. I had a similar conversation just yesterday with a gentleman who is a power of attorney for a client that has been part of our More Than Money family for almost 30 years. 7 years ago, she had a stroke. She has Social Security monthly. She has a pension monthly. And when we placed the coverage on her, we had a pretty detailed discussion about what the appropriate amount of coverage would be, because at the time, the standard recommendation was $100 a day will cover your needs in a nursing home. Okay, do the quick math. $3,000 a month. I don't know where you're going to go and pay $3,000 a month. I know lots of places you will go that you will pay $10,000 a month, or $11,000 or $12,000 or more. I know very few places where you will pay $3,000. Now, most policies, to be fair, also cover in-home care. So is it possible that for $3,000 a month with some management that would cover your care? $3,000 plus Social Security, $5,000, $6,000, maybe with a pension. Now we're getting close. She was a single lady, no children. So she, I think, intelligently decided at that point that she needed to be, in our minds at that point, over-insured. Let's get too much coverage. And fortunately, now 7 years of care later, not only has she not eaten through her life savings and found herself destitute, subject to Medicaid and its rules and care structure, her investments have actually grown. And she's been able to pay for care in a facility that she really, really, really likes, and that she feels so very comfortable. And her physical challenges aside, because they are substantial, her quality of life is at the highest level that it can be under these circumstances. So we're very grateful when we get emails like that. And it means a great deal to know that, and these are folks I've never met. So it's being able to kind of leverage modern technology, and whether it's Marconi-like radio signals or whether it's internet-based radio signals, we're happy that we're able to share our ideas, and God bless. God bless you. God bless your mom. 610-720-7900. The young lady that called about the Nazareth Diner, is it okay if I make reference on air? Do you think that's okay or not? Eh, you're not sure? Yeah, I'll make it. Then I'll pass on that. I did have I had breakfast at the. I'm very, very blessed in a thousand ways. One of the ways I find myself most blessed is that I take great joy in some of the smallest things you can possibly imagine. This past week, in anticipation of my six-month checkup with my doctor, John Wolf, I did my blood work, as we do. And there's a lab over on 248. I used to go in Nazareth, and now they've moved, they've consolidated. It's remarkable. The service is remarkable. The people are very, very nice. Everything always goes smoothly. They always go, this might sting a little. No, and it never does. They're just wonderful. But that's not what made me smile. What made me smile There was a gentleman, I'm guessing to be somewhere between 80 and 90 years old, who was leaving as I was kind of settling down. I had done my registration. I was settling into a chair. I was reviewing some notes. And he, the word shuffled was invented for this guy. He shuffled from the phlebotomy room towards the door and gave me a big smile, and I gave him a big smile back. It just, and he was with a younger woman, I'm guessing some form of caregiver, and they left. And a minute, maybe two later, he came back in. And in his hand, you could see he was cupping some medications. And as he walked by me, now, as I'm prone to do during the work week, I'm in a suit and a tie. I don't know if he thought I was something official, which in that circumstance, I'm absolutely not. But he said, I just need to make sure I take my medications. And he wanted me to be very clear he was being responsible. And goodness, the water fountain had no more cups. And there was a young lady working there who watched this unfold and saw everything that was happening and instantly knew what to do. And is just at the moment that he realized, I don't have, she was right there at the ready and was able to hand him a cup. It doesn't seem like a lot to be able to hand someone a cup. It didn't seem like a lot that just with a smile you can give someone some approval and some encouragement. But you could see it was wonderful. It made his day. And I had this kind of a similar experience there shortly thereafter as, when I had blood drawn. They encourage you. You got to have a big breakfast, whether you're donating blood or having blood drawn. So I head over to the Nazareth Diner, and again, we have a young lady that's just it's the little things, the smiles and the attention, the conversations. If you overhear some of the conversations there, it's wonderful. One of which I overheard, a couple I could see coming up the ramp to come in, and the hostess said to one of the waitresses, "There they are," like they were celebrities. And as it turned out, this is a couple that are typically in the diner, I guess, 3 or 4 days a week. And they hadn't been there in over a week. And the waitress who usually serves them got worried. And she literally walked to the door as they were coming through and hugged them. "I am so happy to see that you're okay." And they're like, "Well, we had a couple things going on. And oh, my goodness. And it's so nice of you to be worried about." It's the little things. That couple knows that there's somebody looking out for them. That's pretty cool. Speaking of cool, 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. You would think with all this rain, I wouldn't need to drink that much water. You would think I would just be already waterlogged. Apparently, it doesn't work that way. Young lady writes, "My husband passed away in June." Oh, my goodness. God bless you. He had both an IRA and a Roth IRA. I also have both kinds of IRAs. Our advisor has been a huge help with all the details that need to be taken care of. My accounts now show that all of his IRA monies are now inside my IRAs. I heard you talk last week about inherited IRAs. Did we do this correctly? Whew, bless you. Yeah, you did. Yeah, everything's fine. The rules for inheriting IRAs are different for spouses than for everyone else. For a spouse, inheriting an IRA, you are absolutely within your rights to commingle, to blend, to consolidate, better word, better of the three, consolidate the IRAs that you inherited with your own and treat them as your own. If you have a required minimum distribution, it's now going to be on the full amount. If you take money out, it's going to be taxed at your tax bracket. If it's in your Roth IRA and you take money out and you've met all the regulations, tax-free. So, yes, you did it correctly. I'm very happy to hear that your advisor has been a huge help. Sadly, on More Than Money over the years, we have had to highlight some financial advisors who have done some horrific things. We have proudly been part of the effort to assist in ejecting several financial advisors from the industry, one of which we're still holding our breath is going to end up going to prison, several of which we had nothing to do with. We just watched and reported, but they ended up in prison. One needs to be in prison. And sadly, my mistake, we don't highlight enough how many quality financial advisors there truly are. We're very proud of our advisors at More Than Money, of course, as we should be. Why would we have them working there otherwise? But that doesn't mean that there aren't wonderful people out there, and this young woman is obviously getting help. And she said, with all the details, yeah, there's a lot. And for her, it's only been a couple of months. The first year is really, really hard. I can assure you, because we have assisted now hundreds of folks who have lost spouses, there is light at the end of the tunnel. And stay in touch with your feelings for sure. Don't deny your grief, not even a little bit. But also be thankful. Be thankful that you had that time together. It's rare, but sadly, we sometimes see spouses who have, surviving spouses who have lost a husband or wife, and they go, next, because they weren't blessed with a wonderful marriage or a loving relationship. And I pray that you were. So take your time. Work with your financial advisor. Let them shoulder the weight of these details, and we pray that you'll be just fine. 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. How much time do we have there, sir? Very good. One of the questions that we get that's actually remarkably easy to answer is the question about moving from one financial advisor to another. Folks have, the most recent email I got, it went on and on and on. We have so many moving parts, it would be impossible. No, it wouldn't. Financial advisors, professionals, experienced advisors, they can assist you in moving from wherever you are to wherever you wish to be. It's in a matter of minutes, in a matter of signatures. So don't feel, this young lady has a wonderful advisor. It's helped her a great deal. If you are not in that category, don't feel like you're stuck. Moving from one advisor to another, easily done. Excuse me. Voice of an Angel says we've got to take our last break of the show. When we return, we're going to have 19 and a half minutes. I'm probably not doing that right, but that's roughly correct. So please get yourself on hold, 610-720-7900. Send me an email, gene@askmtm.com. We'll take your questions after this on More Than Money. They say welcome back to the home of explanations. We've got 20 minutes and 15 seconds left in this edition of More Than Money before we give you a send-off with some great piece of music from The Who. From The Who. Who? Who? What? No, not what. Who? Who's on first? Yeah, that was too easy. If you have a question for us, we would be happy to entertain your question. 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com. morethanmoneyonline.com. Young lady writes, I have been a member of my church since I got married there 55 years ago. That's impressive. I'm now 77. My husband passed away 4 years ago. My family and my church family were what got me through the dark times. Goodness. So for this young lady who just lost her husband, this is encouraging indeed. She goes on to say, I'm on our finance committee at church. Someone mentioned that donations to the church are no longer tax deductible. We're afraid this is going to push our congregation giving down. Many of our members are older and they need all the help they can get. Paying more income taxes certainly won't help. What is your church doing? Goodness. Well, let's start with the basics. Folks who contribute to nonprofits have traditionally been able to deduct those contributions. And when I say nonprofits, churches, of course. But goodness, the list goes on and on. Keystone Wounded Warriors that we'll help with on 9/11. The State Theater, perhaps. Love Ran Red Foundation, Laughing in My Nightmare. You know the names. Have traditionally been able to deduct those on their Schedule A. Now, having said that, lots of folks, you would be surprised to find, perhaps, that more than half of those folks have not been able to deduct those for years because their standard deduction was higher than their personal deductions on their Schedule A. Now, what this young lady has heard is not precisely correct. Is it no longer possible to deduct your contributions to your church? That's not true. They are still completely deductible. But the rules have changed a bit. And for folks who are married, the standard deduction is now $24,000. It replaces personal exemptions. So for a couple who traditionally had a standard deduction and personal exemptions, they were probably right about where the new standard deduction would take them. So it's very important for members of this church to know, it's very important for members of all churches to know, or any other individual who has traditionally been supporting a nonprofit, your tax situation probably hasn't changed. And any quality tax professional will be able to look at your last year's tax return and ask you two or three very simple questions about what your contributions this year will be. And they'll be able to tell you that either there is an impact, goodness, it's going to cost you a few more dollars. There's no impact, you're fundamentally the same, or, wait for it, you might actually be paying less. You might actually, because the tax brackets are lower, the deductions are higher, you might actually be paying less. So this young lady, finance committee, worried about contributions dropping because the tax advantages are no longer there, they may be able to share with the congregation that in reality, in their own specific personal reality, their income taxes might very well be dropping. So the itemization, is it possible that goes away? Very possible. Very tongue-in-cheek, I would say. If you want to make sure it doesn't go away, just give a lot of money. Because if you give a lot of money, you can still itemize. You just have to be itemizing at a very high rate. So give a big block and get a tax deduction for doing it. To be fair, this young lady asked, what is our church doing? I don't know. I'm not on the finance committee. My wife's on the board. And usually by the time she gets home from the board meetings, I should likely be going, so give me a complete report. I'm going, what? Hey, welcome home. No. Actually, I'm usually just finishing up yelling at the TV because either the Yankees or the Phillies have blown another game. They were doing so great, both of them. Gosh. Sorry. I was just whining there a little. That's just a little whine. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Happy to take your calls this morning and be of whatever assistance we possibly can. Okay. Young, I guess college is on everybody's mind. My granddaughter's in a college at a very good school here in Pennsylvania. I don't want to say the name and maybe get her in trouble. Goodness. The college contacted her and offered to pay a big part of her tuition and other college costs if she would agree to pay them part of her income when she graduates and gets a job. How about that, Mr. John? This college, it's in Pennsylvania. I happen to know the college. Offered to reduce the tuition and expenses for this young lady if she would agree to pay part of her income after she graduates. Oh my gosh. This grandma says, this sounds sketchy to me. Cool. I'm always impressed when. All right. Is this legitimate and should she agree? Goodness. This is a relatively recent, not trend. I don't see it in tons of colleges. We have seen it in a handful of colleges, a couple in Pennsylvania, where as in their benevolence, please, to justify the exceptionally significant costs that they inflict upon their students. They have developed a profit sharing for the college. The theory being, we're giving you this great education, you'll get an incredible job, and you pay us back some percentage, 5%, 10%, the numbers vary. And certainly, the idea would be that, according to my understanding, if you're not employed, you don't pay it. If you're employed at a very modest job, you don't pay it. That's kind of interesting. But if you get any kind of job at all, you're going to end up paying that back, plus interest, of course. And by some calculations, the payments end up being much higher than if you had simply been able to write the check. Now, the reality is, if you can't write the check, this is perhaps something you need to look at. You may be forced to look at. You may be required to look at. But in general, I am highly suspicious of these programs. I am particularly suspicious since the ones that I'm familiar with are coming from colleges that have exceptionally large endowments. Translation, they're already sitting on substantial piles of money. that if they were so inclined, they could make their college education much more affordable. There are colleges in America, this should surprise no one, who have accumulated so many dollars in their endowment funds that just the interest that they earn each year could pay 100% of the tuition and room and board for every student in the college, period, the end. But that's not what the colleges do. It's an interesting choice they make. And to be fair, some of the colleges with the largest endowments, for whom it would be the easiest to simply say, our education is free, charge some of the highest tuitions in the country. So, sketchy? I'm not sure sketchy. Am I cynical? Oh, yeah, I'm cynical. Simply because this, under the guise of we're trying to help, I think I would interpret that as I would agree you are trying to help, but I'm not sure you're trying to help the student. Should she agree? If she can avoid it, I would avoid it. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. Individual too shy to talk on the radio. If $24,000 is the standard deduction per couple, what is it for a single person? $12,000. Simple math. Thank heavens. Because it's Saturday morning. Yeah, well, I could get a headache and a heartbeat. Come on. Standard deduction is $12,000 indeed. And what did I do with that? I left that elsewhere. That's okay. I'll find that another time. Lots of little wrinkles around the new tax law. Most folks are going to end up paying significantly less. That's a good thing. More money back in the economy, more money back in their pockets, more money that they can direct wherever they wish to direct instead of giving it to the government. There will be circumstances, however, where some folks are going to end up paying a little bit more, just depending on how your pattern is. One of the circumstances or one of the issues that has changed significantly is that for many years, and you've heard me talk about it here on this show, for many years folks have said, well, gosh, I ran up credit card debt, or I've got this car loan that's at 8%, is there a better way? And the answer is probably if you've got equity in your home, you get a line of credit. You pay off your credit cards that were charging you 24%, your car loan that was charging you 8%. You got a line of credit at 3.5%. Oh, and then it was tax deductible. So you're trading in, I'm paying 24% in interest for I'm now paying 3% in interest. Goodness, talk about a lovely opportunity to get yourself out from under. The new tax law says, interesting, if you're not using the money directly to affect your home, if you're not using it for home improvements, if you're not using it for repairs, if you're not using it for expansion on your home, it's not tax deductible. So that's going to have a little bit of an impact on folks who have looked at that as an option over the years. Now, let's think out loud for a second. Does that ruin the idea that you should refinance a lot of high interest debt by borrowing against your home? The answer is no. No. You just don't get a tax deduction. So interest rates on home equity loans have gone up a little bit. Let's call them 4%. If you're sitting on $20,000 of 24% interest, did I say 20,000? Yeah, I think so. 24% on 20,000 is $4,800 a year. Not deductible. Not deductible. And if you're paying $4,800 a year, if you're barely making that minimum payment and you refinance on your home equity line, you're going to pay 4%. You will get no tax deduction either, but you will save 20% a year of interest. In this case, $4,000 of interest. So if you make exactly the same payments that you were making previously, and had the joyous expectation that you would have those credit cards paid off in something right around 30 years. Because if you make minimum payments, that's about how long it takes to get rid of those credit card payments. You will now have $4,000 more to pay on principal. And instead of 30 years, your credit cards will be done in something under 5. Holy cow. That's pretty impressive. Does it change your tax deduction? Sure it does. Does it change the fundamentals of the mathematics? Not even a little bit. 610-720-7900. We have about 4 minutes left in this edition of More Than Money to take calls. So let's agree we're not going to take calls. John says that's cool with him. So I'm going to have to retract that phone number. The guy that was the best at that, at making you sound like you were running the tape recorder backwards, Robin Williams. He could do that, and you'd go, that's insane. Very, very good. So we have just a few minutes left before we have to say our goodbyes. A couple of things that I want to share with you. Number one, we're, again, on September 11th, we're going to be hosting our More Than Money effort to raise funds for young men and women who have served in our military and need our assistance. We're going to be raising funds for the Keystone Wounded Warriors, remembering 9/11, remembering the horror. I had the opportunity this summer with close friends and family to attend the in New York City, the 9/11 Museum and the memorial. It's very, very moving, incredibly well done. Still staggers the imagination, And we want to help. So if you will, please circle that date and please help us as you are able. That would be really, really appreciated. If you have, as many of you do, concerns, questions about your financial picture, we have developed a system. We refer to it as second opinion meetings. And we offer second opinion meetings to folks with lots of different motivations. You may want a complete evaluation of your financial picture. That's a second opinion meeting with a financial advisor. You may want an evaluation of your income tax situation. Maybe you're struggling with how to figure out this new tax law and how it impacts you and your ability to help your church, for example, or laughing at my nightmare, for example, or through these hands. That's a free second opinion meeting with a tax professional. You may have estate planning questions. Is my will correct, or the fact that it was written on parchment many hundreds of years ago? Does that seem to indicate we should probably refresh that? Those are estate planning second opinion meetings. You may have questions about Social Security. We have one of the most preeminent experts on Social Security as part of our More Than Money team. And Mark will meet with you. He will meet with you one-on-one in our office and discuss the best financial strategy for your Social Security future. He can discuss that with you by phone. But you have that advantage of having all that information available to you from somebody who actually knows and works on your best, on your behalf and your best interest, as opposed to maybe folks who do not. And finally, I say finally, I'm not even sure I've covered all the various second opinions we got, but certainly not to be forgotten, Mike Pompei, our partner with Ash Brokerage. If you have questions about your life insurance programs or you need a life insurance program, if you have questions about long-term care, or as you heard on today's show, folks who have benefited from long-term care coverage, if you have questions either about what you have or what you might need, again, the opportunity is to sit with a professional who knows these things right down to the last detail and discuss your situation, so that you know that you're getting exactly what you need to have to meet your financial needs. All you have to do is ask. Absolutely free, no cost, no pressure, no obligation. And lots of ways to ask. You can send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, gene@askmtm.com. You can go on our website, morethanmoneyonline.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Lots of great information, radio show, podcasts, videos, lots of good information that you can glean and then make your choice. And, of course, you can always go old school on us. The phone absolutely works. 610-746-7007. 610-746-7007. Takes you right to our More Than Money World headquarters. And if you leave a message this weekend, we'll get back to you on Monday morning. Or if you want to talk to wonderful human beings, that would be our team. All you have to do is call business hours Monday through Friday. They'll be glad to help. Folks, thanks for spending part of your Saturday with us. Stay dry, stay cool. We'll see you next time on More Than Money.
It's all